Winning with ADHD, helping you and your child build on the advantages of ADHD. This podcast is brought to you by the Dr. Sivek Institute. For further information on how you can start your online training today, go to www.drsivek.com. For our free newsletter, Winning with ADHD, register at www.drsivek.com. That's www.drsivek.com. Now here's Dr. Sivek with this week's message.
Welcome to Winning with ADHD. This is podcast number 24. I'm Dr. Henry J. Sivek. Is your medication working? You or your child take medication to help with your ADHD symptoms on a daily basis, and this is prescribed by your family doctor, pediatrician, or psychiatrist. When you go for a doctor visit, your doctor may ask you the classic question, is the medication helping? How do you know what to say? Now, we know that the medication prescribed for ADHD is designed to help you get in a state of mind or help your brain reduce the symptoms often associated with ADHD so you can then take advantage of school or work situations. Medications for ADHD are designed to help treat symptoms that can then lead to a better life and improve performance at work or school. We know this. The problem is, how do you measure it? How do you know if your medication is working? And it's the classic question. The day you go to the doctor, you may be feeling quite good. So when the doctor asks you, how are you doing? You might say, fantastic, I'm having a great day. And the same with your child. Perhaps they're having a good day at school. Now, we know that before the diagnosis of ADHD is given, often teachers are asked to fill out forms and sometimes even on follow-up, which is a good system if you have it. Teachers are asked to input information to help you get an idea of how your child is doing at school. But this is actually more rare than you'd want to believe. The question for this week is this. How do you truly know if the medication is working? First question, how does the medication make you feel? Now, we know there's something called placebo or expectation effect. That means if I think I'm taking something that's supposed to make me feel better, I may start feeling better. And that's a hard question because most people will know if you or your child start taking medication that in fact they are taking medication for the symptoms of ADHD. And if teachers wanted your child to be on medication and now your child is taking medication, they will automatically assume your child is doing better because they are compliant with their suggestion. It fits with what they think. So they may, in fact, report that your child is improving when they may not be. A question you need to ask is, are you or your child able to focus much better than before? Are you still feeling energized with creative ideas that flow? Remember, this podcast is about winning with ADHD and enhancing the positive aspects of ADHD. Taking the right dose of medication is about making sure you understand that you still have access to those creative aspects of ADHD. And this is where you need to talk with your doctor with accurate reporting. Question number two, is your performance at school or work improving? Are you seeing accurate, measurable changes in performance? Now remember, we know that marks in school are based a great deal on expectation. So if someone feels that you're getting better, you're probably going to get better grades. The question is it improving? Can you see that it's improving? And do you see yourself better harnessing the gifts of ADHD, focusing for longer periods of time so that you can excel? Question three, probably the most important, has you or your child's quality of life improved? Quality of life is a very personal measure. For you, it may mean more positive time with family or friends. For others, it may mean the ability to focus more on partner relationships without being distracted. For children, better performance and involvement in sports, for example, may be a sign of improved quality of life. You need to look at this aspect and ask yourself, what you value in life, is it improving based on your ability to perform? Next question. What do others say about how you're doing? Now, we talked about this earlier, I did, when we talked about teachers, but often parents, teachers, or your spouse will have an idea if you are, in fact, improving. And this is important to get on an ongoing basis, almost a regular weekly basis. Many times, we're asked to keep graphs or keep a written record of how we're doing. And so it's important then to put that in a graph form, some sort of picture that will help better explain how we're doing. You need to keep track of what is happening to you over time. You may go to your doctor every 6 weeks after you initially receive a prescription, or perhaps every month or 3 months. It's important to have accurate graphing information to be able to communicate and talk about what is going on. You may also want to keep a bit of a diary so that you can write information about how the medication is helping or not and where you see some issues. Now, we haven't even discussed side effects, because initially when you start taking a medication, the first 2 or 3 weeks, depending on the medication, you may experience behavioral or physical side effects that you need to monitor and speak with your pharmacist or physician about. So keeping track of those at the first stages of your use of medication is also very important. Remember, the only way to accurately communicate with those around you about the impact of medication is to keep good information or data. Items that you can measure. And unfortunately for children, report cards aren't really accurate. You may notice it as a parent in the amount of time your child can sit and do work, or the way they're interacting or getting along with other children. Please remember, it's very important to keep track of this information so that when you visit with your doctor, you can adjust medication based on what you're saying about performance. Now, in my next podcast and newsletter, I'll show you how you can connect to a new free service I've developed to help you keep track of the changes you've noticed since you started taking medication for ADHD. It will help you achieve to your potential, improve your quality of life, and communicate with your physician. This is a free service that I've developed just to enhance your ability to communicate with your physician, as well as to ask your teacher to input information on a regular weekly basis. It's called MedTrack, and I'll talk more about it next time. In the meantime, I'm Dr. Henry Sveck, asking you to continue to work to enhance the gifts of ADHD, and I look forward to talking to you next week.